I may end up taking care of, you know, backing her up. And I've been trying to let her know that I'm here, that if she needs me, but then I will have to have enough money to do it. But she's not ready for that. She wants to make a go of it. And a lot of her girlfriends are getting divorced. So she is your age, and so now here we go again, you know, through their cycle. She doesn't especially want a divorce. She never even mentions it. She doesn't talk about it. I think it's because she has Jason. She takes an awful more from him than she ever took from us or me, because she thought she had it so bad when she was home. She didn't have enough this or that, and didn't date enough, or I wouldn't let her go out enough, and she, you know, very, very unhappy. But boy, she's got it so hard now. And Pat, the older they get, the stronger they get, I notice. Pat's getting stronger and stronger, and she's, you know, she's working. She has a part-time job. She works at the same company that Mark Mulholland works for. It's a research company. And I'm glad, because she's getting a little bit of experience. But she's pretty tied up with the marriage. And the mother-in-law is very, very much involved. Because jealousy's set in, she is, I know, afraid that if the marriage should break up, being an only son, these are the only two grandchildren they'll have. And so she's right in there working, you know, to see to it that if anything should ever happen, Pat would keep the children, or so it seems. And I can't help but look at her and wonder, because she has a miserable marriage. He was in the Navy. But she doesn't want her son, she doesn't want to lose him or the grandchildren. She really doesn't want to take care of two little boys. It's hard to go back and start all over again. I don't think that she really wants to, but I think she might. So what are we going to do? Play a tug of war with the kids? Is that good for them? Everything is tied up with children, going back to the kids. And yet we replace one another, and instead of fighting one another, why don't we try to better the world by trying to find solutions to some of the evils that affect us. That's all I have to say. You're welcome.